If you're thinking about it, she's talking about it. Join the conversation at 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. I had asked our next guest, Lita Reuter, to come on. She is the city and town clerk of Stamford. We'll learn about that distinction in a moment, to talk about the fascinating historical underpinnings of the geography of Stamford and its history of how it was purchased from Native Americans and what it was purchased for. But given that we've got a lot of breaking news with respect to what town clerks have been receiving in the wake of an apparent problem with absentee ballots coming from the Secretary of State's office, I think it couldn't be more timely, Lita Reuter, than to have you on the Lisa Wexler Show today. Hello, welcome, and good morning. Hi.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
Lita, first of all, let me ask you, what is the distinction of being both the city clerk and the town clerk of Stamford?
Well, the interesting thing is that that is not clear at all. Because so there is a city clerk doing all the recording and the history for the city, as well as the functions that come from the state. So it is pretty clear what comes from the state. So 95% of what the town clerk does comes from the state statutes and the legislation. So we do the recording of the deeds, any mortgage and mapping and all that. But we also do the vital statistics. We've done a lot of death certificates. Unfortunately, because of COVID, we do marrying and all of that, but we also do liquor licensing, justice of the peace. Some 400 functions come down through the state. So usually the town clerk does what the state determines, and the city clerk does the functions that the city determines.
I see. Okay. Yeah. And did you receive that letter that,
no.
I don't know if you were too,
no,
okay, so...
Letter.
All right, so apparently a letter was sent, hold on, I'll find the, I just had it in front of me, naturally, of course, it's not here now. A letter was sent to you by the head of the town clerk.
I do know this, yes.
Anna
Pozniak.
Yes, and she claims that the Secretary of State essentially... did not properly process 20,000 absentee ballots for the Republican primary, and that she needed, and now she needs to divide those ballots among every town clerk in the state, and every town clerk is going to be asked in another letter that she's writing today to make sure that those ballots are properly in the hands of voters that the state screwed up and didn't get in the hands of. So it's apparently it's a big screw up. Is really
yes,
what it
so
is.
Indeed, I did get that letter yesterday afternoon, and I think the most disconcerting element of that was that we were on a conference call in the morning, and that is conveyed in that letter as well, where we did not hear about this. We understand as town clerks that it's an incredibly difficult operation what the Secretary of State is undertaking this year with all the AB balloting. But to not give us this information that 20,000 ballots that we already had issued were not mailed out, I think that was a pretty big mistake. And so, yeah, so we learned it. We start early, so we close at 4. I learned this after closing. I was still in my office. We are scrambling today because in Stamford, it's nearly 500 ballots that we already issued and now have to be voided and reissued.
Let me understand this. If you issue a ballot, does that mean it gets sent from your office typically, or typically the Secretary of State mails it?
Yeah, so this is what is difficult for them, and we understand this. In general, for all the elections town clerks have been doing, I've only been in office for 2 years. I'm a newbie at this, the first presidential election. In general, every town clerk does it for their own town or city.
Okay.
And we were set up to do that with our proprietary software.
Okay.
This year, because of COVID, the Secretary of State had the great intentions to facilitate that for us, because we would now be ready for a tenfold increase in absentee ballots.
Right.
Now, town clerks are already busy. We already have a job. It's not one function that we do. It's an additional function that we do. So they try to accommodate us by saying, you know what, we'll do the mailing. So we issue it, meaning we enter the data for which voter needs a ballot in the software.
Okay.
And it is this time state software, so we have to learn new software and implement that.
I see.
And then the Secretary of State, in conjunction with a mailing house, would harvest that information and do the mailing.
I see.
So it's probably not the Secretary of State that is at fault here. It's probably the mailing house who wasn't prepared. But I haven't been part of that conversation at that level.
The mailing house, I'm told, is a mailing house based in Rhode Island that was chosen by the Secretary of State because theoretically this mailing house had experience with this. But it falls on the Secretary of State, who took responsibility for this, to get it done.
Right.
For sure.
I mean, I know that the minute it started, the conversation that we would increase our mail-in operations, I started reading and discussing, and I know mailing houses have been the bottleneck for operations in other states. So,
what are we going to do, assuming every town clerk will scramble? I don't even know how we're going to do it for this August 11th. I mean, August,
we
you know,
do
yeah,
it.
Next week. Yeah, okay.
We will do it because we do all, every state, every town now has a ballot box. We have two. So because I work well with the mail and the postal services, but we do not know how many days they take. So we will send them out today. I'm in communication with the post office, because I have a good relationship, to kind of see if I can expedite sending them out, skipping a day.
Yeah.
And then if you get them even on a Saturday, you can just drive by a drop-off box.
Now, you know that the ballot tells you to mail it in. Did you know that?
My
husband got one of those ballots, and I told him, I think there's going to be a ballot box in Town Hall in Westportville, and you can drop it off. And he said, no, look at it. It's printed. It says I should mail it back. So he mailed it back.
Yeah, and he probably is still in time.
Yeah, but it's a problem. Why should the ballot say that? The ballot should say on it, we're chatting with the town. I don't mean to yell at you, but it's very frustrating. We're chatting with Lita Reuter, who is the city and town clerk of Stamford. The ballot on it should say, you may drop this off behind your town hall or alternatively put it in the mail. But either way, it must be received by the close of election day or it won't count.
Yeah, I agree with you. It probably was that these ballots went to print before boxes had been dropped.
It's just not, it's not okay.
I agree with you. I mean, I do not want to spill more news, but I am just very appreciative of Anna Posniak, the president of the Town Clerk Association, who has been sending out emails almost daily with updates about, oh, well, this is a little problem, and that's a little problem. And so she is the communicator to keep it all together and gives us
the instructions. Well, because the town clerks are nonpartisan. I mean, your job is to represent the fairness of the process, and that's critical. That's critical.
Exactly.
And there are a lot of people that have their own agendas about who they want to win, but that's not what the town clerks are about.
No, exactly. And I take pride in that we work with everybody equally. We protect the integrity of the process, as I like to say.
Exactly. And the process, to me, it's all about the process. So, Lita, when it comes to the November ballot, maybe you and Anna can put your heads together and talk about what needs to be printed on that ballot. Because if we're going to have these ballot boxes, voters need to know that if they're doing an absentee ballot, that they can drop it in.
Exactly. So, you know, this is probably one of the problems. So the good news is the Town Clerk Association will have more input because everybody knows what's going wrong. I did just speak to the previous deputy town clerk, who is very interested in the process of it, because personally I feel everything comes down to a lack of understanding what town clerks do. I actually had raised alarms with the Secretary of State, as well as with the mayor of Stamford, to say that in March, when I saw it coming, that if we increase the mail-in ballot to that extent, and my office needs to do it during the time of COVID, we are not set up for that. We need a lot of money. We need people. We need 10 computers.
Sure.
It's one thing to have 5,000 ballots and applications and envelopes. Everything needs to be maintained and stamped and stapled and tracked. And now we have 50,000 maybe coming in November. Who is ordering the filing cabinets and where are we going to put them? And so there's a lot of logistical nightmares and operational. And I don't believe that they had full understanding of that.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so I pride myself on it that I raised the alarm early. There were some articles in the newspaper about it. I believe I was right. Now we actually, because I raised the alarms, we have been hustling and everybody has been helping me. So we do have more rooms. We have the computers and my team is really coming through. And we hired quite a few college students who fortunately or unfortunately are home because of COVID.
So I hope you get all the help that you can get. Lita, can I ask you a favor? Can I have you come back soon to talk about the fascinating history of Stanford? Because believe it or not, we've run out of time on this segment, but I needed to talk with you about this because it was such important breaking news today.
I hope everybody learns to go to the ballot box and cut that time.
Cut back that time, because in Connecticut, that ballot must be received by the close of Election Day, correct?
Right. And on Monday, on Election Day, we will pick up at 8 o'clock sharp the last pickup, and you can drop it off during Election Day this year.
So Election Day for the primary is?
11th on Tuesday.
So it's a week from today. A week from today, and the ballot and the polls typically close around 8 p.m., right?
Correct, and that's when we do our last pickup at the ballot box.
At the ballot box. So people can, and do you know, is every town clerk planning to have a ballot box in the back?
There was one person who was not on board with it. All the other town clerks have it's a very sturdy operation, those ballot boxes, to make sure that they nobody can take them or damage them. So our town has two ballot boxes. The smaller towns have one ballot box, usually.
And it's at town hall.
Yes.
At town hall. So for people listening this morning, they need to know if you have not yet, if you intend to vote by absentee ballot a week from today in the Republican primary and you haven't yet mailed in your ballot, you can hold on to that ballot and personally hand deliver it in the ballot box and it will be counted, correct?
That's correct.
And by the way, how long do you anticipate that it will take you to count all these absentee ballots? And, you know, I imagine that process, like any other counting, has a lot of people looking over your shoulders, but it's not done in secret. It's done in public.
Right.
But how long do you, well, who knows how long? Do you have any idea how long you think
I
it will take?
I cannot speak to that. That is the registrar's doing that. My job as a town clerk is to make
the
sure.
Town clerk doesn't count the ballots?
No.
The registrar counts? Oh.
Right. We make sure that all the ballots are in the system, the ones that were returned, so that the registrars have an update all the time.
I see.
Knowing who has already voted, so nobody can vote twice through the mail-in ballot.
I got you. So it's the registrars that protect that end of the integrity of the process, and they're the ones that are counting the ballots.
Correct.
I see.
Yeah.
I thought it was the town. And then they report the results back to the town clerk? Because
correct.
I know results are issued by the town clerk's office.
By
they're not issued by the registrar. Okay.
By statute, it's through the town clerk, but of course now it's electronically that it's more pro forma for the town clerk.
I see.
Yeah.
I used to wait around in the town clerk's office when they used to announce the results for local little elections.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
The process is a little more modernized.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Lita. Lita Reuter on the Lisa Wexler Show. You promise you'll come back and you'll talk with us about the fascinating history of Stanford?
Of course, if you'd like
okay.
me to. Thank
I would
you
love
so
you
much.
To. Thank okay. you so much, Lita Reuter, the City and Town Clerk of Stanford. We'll be right back with Rosa Remimbus, who is the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee up in Hartford, and we'll hear a little bit about what happened with the police accountability all-nighter of less than a week ago, but it already seems like a long time ago. 203-333-9422. We'll be right back.